to the NSL Live meeting. We have a special guest today. Abby is here representing the U City Council. Welcome, Abby. And and Camille left, so we won't recognize her. But we've got a short agenda today, but let's start out with our upcoming NSL Reads event. And before we start, let me just say that my daughter today, who has been a winner in the past at the NSL Reads, said that her teacher in school brought up the flyer online and showed all the kids.
Oh, great. Oh.
And she commented that she won second place, and the girl that won first place last year was also in her class, who mentioned she had won first place, and now all of her class are committed to writing and submitting stories. And also the Jensen kids can't go to bed tonight without finishing their stories. So.
Good news.
Yes.
Yeah, we have lots of entries coming in. Hopefully we don't get 75 kids in one age group, because that would be terrible. I'd like to give as many kids prizes as I can. So we're totally ready to go. I'll pass this around. This is the schedule for the event, which is on October 12th at 6:30 here at City Hall. And the schedule is pretty straightforward. I've simplified it from past years to be able to keep families together. Instead of doing a kids' room, we're just going to keep everybody in one room. We're going to set up at 5 o'clock. The decorations are pretty simple. I figure starting at 5 will be plenty of time. We'll also set out the refreshments then. Doors open at 6:30. The people who are volunteering as greeters will be greeting people as they come through the door, giving them raffle tickets, and we've made bookmarks as a takeaway gift. And we also have magic wands for kids as long as they last. I think I got 150. So we should be able to hand out a lot of those. And then during that time, the magician will be wandering around entertaining people. The refreshment table will be open. Someone will be manning the refreshment table to keep things filled as they need to. And there will be a photo booth out here in the hallway like we did last year, but this year it will be magic themed. And the photographer will be there as well as sort of wandering around. The greeters will usher everybody to their seats about 6:55 so we can start at 7. At that point I'll welcome everybody, and then we'll do the prizes for the writing contest, and hopefully the mayor will be there. Matt, would you mind asking him if he's willing? And if not, would you be willing?
Yes. I will say that there's a conference that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday up in Sun Valley.
Oh, okay.
That I am currently not presenting at. But there's been talk about me presenting up there. I think at this point it probably won't happen.
Okay.
But there is an off chance that I'm going to have to somehow, if I'm presenting on Wednesday, I'll be back. If I'm presenting on Thursday, I may not be back. If I'm presenting on Friday, I may not be here.
Sounds good.
But if the mayor, I think the mayor will be here. If he's not, I will try to be here.
Okay, perfect. And if the mayor won't be here and you won't be here, will you let me know so I can enlist someone else? Okay, perfect. Whoever, the mayor or somebody else, will be the one handing out the prizes, and the photographer will be taking pictures of everything. After that, Charlie Holmberg, who is our guest author, right here, will be speaking for 30 minutes. She's the author of the Paper Magician Trilogy, as well as a bunch of other things. She's been really, really friendly and outgoing when I've talked to her. I think she's going to do a really nice job. She's really excited about it. So she'll speak for a half hour, and then after that we'll have a 30-minute magic show. Photographer will be taking pictures of everything. We'll wrap up about 8:10. At that point, Charlie will do a book signing. The photographer will go back to the photo booth for people who haven't had their pictures taken yet. Magician will wander around, and I will call out raffle prize winners. And then we'll close shop at about 8:30. I emailed our sponsor, who always does a booth today, Brittany Howard from Usborne Books. I haven't heard back from her yet, but I've been in touch with her all summer, and she's really excited, and she'll be here with her booth. And that's pretty much it. That's how it'll go.
Will people be able to buy Charlie's books here that night?
Yes, with the book signing. She's going to bring her own books, and then she'll sign them if you want them signed. So I've asked her whether she needs help with a cashier, but in the past our authors have never needed help. They just sort of run their own little table over there. But when I hear back from her, if she does need help, I'll enlist some. But I do need help for the refreshment table and for greeters. And I haven't talked to James yet, but Abby is here. And I'd love to get the Youth City Council involved again like last year if I can. How best should I email James? Is that the way I can do it? Or should I?
Yeah, or if you want to tell me, I've got his number and stuff, and I can.
Perfect, okay.
Him. Thank you.
All the information is there, and it would just be, I'll email James and let you guys take care of it, but it would just be like last year where you showed up and were super, super helpful and fun with all the kids.
Okay, sounds good.
I think the kids love having you guys around. Yeah, I'm old and stodgy, but you guys are fun and exciting, so.
I'll be there. I'm happy to help. I can do reading, or I'll be here to set up and then.
Perfect. Okay, and I'll just assign. That sounds perfect. Camille and Steve have also volunteered, so we'll have at least four of us.
And I expect I'll be here, so I'll be greeting or doing or whatever.
Great, thanks, Matt. Unless you get to go present in Sun Valley, which would be beautiful.
Yeah, although it's kind of late in the season for Sun Valley.
That's true. It's
probably more like Snow Valley
season now. So that's it. Oh, and posters. I have posters. And I'd like to do some here at City Hall and then distribute them around the schools. The schools we usually take them to are Adelaide, Orchard, Foxborough, Washington, Odyssey, Mueller Park Junior, South Davis Junior, Bountiful High, and Woods Cross High. Does anybody go to those or is willing to go to those with some posters?
I can do all the elementary schools.
Cool. How many do you think you'll need?
I don't know. How many have they done before?
Steve used to do them. I don't know how many it would take.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
Foxborough, Washington, Adelaide, and Orchard.
Yeah, it's Adelaide, Orchard, Foxborough, Washington, and Odyssey. Is that an elementary
Odyssey.
School?
Yep.
Okay.
In the past, have we also taken it to the charter schools? Or no?
Maybe that's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a great idea.
Probably
because they aren't on Peach Jar.
Mm-hmm.
So Wasatch Peak, Spectrum, and Legacy are. And Wasatch Peak is where my daughter goes, where the teacher brought it up in class.
Awesome.
So that's 8 elementary schools, so at least probably 2 for each elementary school. Does that sound right? How many did you print?
I don't know. Okay. We'll just do as many as we have. I think the elementary schools, the junior highs, and the high schools are where we'll get the most bang for our bucks. So.
I will also do Lee's Market.
Oh, cool. So 2, 4, 6... 16. How many do you want? 17?
16 for the elementary school.
And then Lee's?
1 or 2 for Lee's.
Are you okay doing all the elementaries?
I think we'll split it up.
Okay, cool.
We'll do it. Yep.
How many, Sally, would be good for City Hall? Do you do 4?
1 downstairs and then
1 up here. So mm-hmm. Just 2?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Did you want a back-to-back from one window in the past?
Well, they've got them out instead of on the window
on the easel. Because our city administrator said he wanted them to look more professional on the easels.
Okay. So just 2 then.
And do we have the stickers for the Chevrolet?
Actually, give me 1 more because downstairs they don't have an easel.
Oh, look at that.
We do have stickers. I have them at home. I thought that they all got done.
Crap.
Maybe I'll run home during the meeting and grab the stickers so that I don't have to try and track everybody down.
Can I get 1 more for downstairs? Because I can do
ways that way.
It's very possible the meeting will not last long enough to drive up the whole period. I mean, really, because this, I mean, I only invite to get through pretty fast and then.
It would take me 10 minutes. I can do it.
All right. But then Sally would have to mention that you left and then came back in the meeting minutes.
Okay.
So that leaves junior highs and high schools. I can do that. Unless somebody else is excited
some,
about it.
I've got kids that go to Bountiful. I can send
that'd be
some
great.
With them.
I can go to Woods Cross High School if you want me to drop off with you.
That would be great. Yes. Thank you. So let's do 2 for Woods Cross. Let me write down. So Bountiful and Woods Cross are done.
I also have a kid that goes to Mueller Park, but he's a 7th grader. He may not be bold enough
to take it in.
To take him in.
So, 2 for Woods Cross?
Bountiful.
Bountiful.
And where do we typically,
I think we just take him to the front desk.
The front desk, oh,
yeah.
Okay. So we don't take him to the teachers, to the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to the front desk, and they do something with them.
Okay.
All right, so that leaves Mueller and South Davis. I'll do those. And I've got a few others.
You could always do Weiniger's as well.
Do they have a public community board? Okay,
so.
Perfect. I'll do that too. Anyone have any other ideas?
How many have you got left?
I've got 4 that I'll take to the schools. Oh, I've only got 1. We'll put it at Weiniger's.
Okay.
We're in business. Thanks, guys.
Save 1. Camille's going to finish up the project of framing the posters. So
oh,
save 1 for that.
Good. I need to save 1. I'll use this one.
Okay.
Of the City Hall ones,
sure.
That I'll display on the night, and then we can save that. No, I'll just steal it from the...
Oh, the night of.
Night of, yeah. I'll just pull it off the walls then. Perfect.
This is really cool.
All right, I'm running home. I'll be right back with stickers.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Any other planning or coordinating we need about the night?
No, I think we're
just
good.
Just spread the word, let people know.
Yeah, please spread the word. It's posted on Facebook. It's posted on Twitter.
Share it on your pages or go and like it and invite your friends to it, things like that.
I emailed Becky. She's going to share it to Eaglewood and a couple other places she knew, but please share it around. We'd like to have a full house. I'll be right back. Thanks, guys.
Okay. The Halloween 3K.
Okay, so there's not a lot to discuss tonight, but I wanted to confirm, do you know what the budget is for the event? I talked to Steve, and he gave me a number, but he wasn't sure, and he was also very, sure, spend that much, or don't, or more, or less.
How much did he give to you?
$750. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think
okay,
that's...
great.
I'm not sure how much we spent in the past, but this is not
that's
a...
That's what he said
This
it
is
was.
Not a big spending event, there's just some treats and stuff.
Great. And then I met with Camille, and she gave me the decorations that we have. I'll do some more decorations. I'll coordinate with youth council, but if you guys will just have that on your calendar that you're coming and we'll help. They're going to come in costume. Callie and I will meet and do a little bit more assignments. But for now, we're fine.
It's
the 21st, October 21st, Saturday.
So I can help plan, but I will not be here.
That's okay.
The 21st.
That's okay. Camille's actually coming that day, too. She has run in the past. You met me. So, I'm going to get some decorations. I'm using the same poster as last year, and Rachel's just going to change the date. So, it's fine.
Super easy, then.
Yeah. Do you have any instructions or requests?
I don't think so. Is it 5 laps? Is that right?
3.
3 laps?
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's just 1K around that loop?
I guess so.
1K-ish. Yeah, last year there was one guy that showed up, a teenager that showed up an hour and a half early. Stretched, ran, warmed up, and then everyone else showed up, and it was a bunch of kids
in costume, right?
Yeah, in costumes, and he ran in costume too. But man, he smoked them. you got to get there an hour and a half early if you want to win the Halloween 3K.
Did they give prizes? I know they gave prizes for costumes. Did they give prizes for actual winners of the race?
No. What they did was every time around they had. They had
wristbands.
And they would stamp them or something. They would do something to
their,
so that every time around the kids would get
prize.
So
nobody's really timing the race.
No, I don't think there was much timing going on. I don't remember. Do you remember, Nola? Were you there?
I wasn't there. No, but I've always heard that it's just fun and no,
it's
it was
pretty
really,
low key.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need timing.
We have a timing clock. We could certainly put the timing clock up, but we're not. Giving out prizes.
I think if you...
They don't give prizes for the winners.
I think prizes just for attending. We just try to give people candy and things.
Okay.
When you start doing the clock, it starts making it competitive.
Well,
And then people start...
There are already people that come an hour and a half early. I say person. There's already person who comes.
Have they had music there in the past?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we must have had some music.
Just like a sound system. Mm.
But I'm trying to think how they've done it.
Yeah, or Dead Man's Party over and over again.
Have you gone in the past before, David? Do you know what it
was? There was probably music. It seems like that was. I don't remember.
I know I've written it down in the minutes. And I'd have to go back
so
and see how they've done it.
So if we were going to do music, what is the sound system situation? Has one been purchased? What access would
we
have?
We just talked today. I think we're just going to go get one fairly soon.
By October 21st?
If we don't, you can use mine.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, we're meeting one more time between here and then so we can talk about it and verify that. Okay, that's... I don't have much to report because it's still so early and not super complicated. So.
Okay, awesome. Before we get into brainstorming, I did get an email from Shauna Godfredson about the music. And so our second Sunday concert in October is, what is it, the 8th, I think? Yes. We're having a piano kind of tribute. It should be really cool. We're having a grand piano delivered here so that the piano will be super awesome. And then the day after, which is on a Monday, it's Columbus Day. Is the city closed on Columbus Day?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Because I told Shauna that we'd be here to help arrange for Dane's music to pick it up again, but then I was imagining that I'd just have to give my keys to my wife and have her come down here and wait. But if you guys are here, then that makes it easy. That's weird that Susan gets Columbus Day off. Aren't you a government?
She's fine for that, man.
I get it off. There's
a few other holidays.
State gets it off.
We gave it up years ago because we would take Friday off after Thanksgiving. But now we automatically have it off anyway. So I don't know why we don't get it back. But you could make arrangements for that before you leave.
I'm the biggest miser on the council. You've come to the wrong guy. You start buttering up the candidates. That's what you should start doing.
I need a
day off. Well, that's convenient then. You need it off so you can celebrate Columbus?
Yes, I do. I love Columbus.
Put up your Columbus Day tree. And
I do.
She probably does.
Your Columbus time cards you pass around to all your family.
I do whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, in November, did you guys talk about Second Sunday concerts two weeks ago?
Yeah, a little bit.
Shauna mentions, what'd she say? Because I saw a cryptic email and I thought, I better ask about that.
Really difficult time securing performers to come from different churches. And so we talked about it, and she decided, with the support of the group, to scrap the idea of a gathering of supporters or different singers from different churches, and to just go with a Messiah singing.
So, are there going to be soloists?
Perhaps that she was thinking she could get those, but she that was just
still still okay.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's going to be canned music, or is it going to be performers as well?
That's undecided.
Still
she wasn't
determined.
Sure.
Okay.
She said last time we met that she would get four performers.
Great.
I know two girls that sing together in church that are always willing to events and stuff like that. So they
make sure you mention that to her.
So her email will be in that group email that Sally sent, and it says Shauna on it, mm-hmm. So email her and let her know that.
Okay. So, well, good. I'm glad it was discussed then, because I saw it and I was like, I hate to. I mean, I don't know if you guys went to the interface sing along. It was pretty fun.
Well, she just said she wasn't able to get any other churches to commit to.
Yeah, them. That's the same problem that Becky always had.
How did the Army Band do this year?
They said that there was no one there.
Oh. No one?
It was extreme. Well, no, there was
but
some
people
there.
People.
It was hardly anyone.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and I wasn't there, and maybe that's part of the problem is that I usually bring like all my extended family to come to that event, and but they said it was really poorly attended.
Will they do it again?
If I ask, they'll do it. But there was kind of like, I guess the mayor told them, hey, maybe you should do it at the amphitheater because then it'll be a more, it'll be a closer setting, and I'm thinking there's no way we're putting every band here in this. Like if we only draw enough people in our city to fill that amphitheater, then we have no business bringing the Army band here. So part of the problem was that they gave me the wrong dates. I don't know if I told you guys this. That I had emailed, I texted the first sergeant, those of you that aren't in military, so he's the commander and he's like the commander's right hand man, and said, "Hey, you guys want to verify the date?" Yep. He verified the date, which was the one that was on the calendar. Turns out it was the wrong date, and he didn't check. He just said, "Yeah, looks like it's good." And so, like 2 weeks later, the commander said, "Oh, we can't do that day." And so, I think it hurt us that we had to change it last minute. But still, I don't know. Our numbers have really declined. The first time we did this concert was the 10-year anniversary, September 11th. And we had like 400 people show up, and since then, it's been a pretty steady decline on participation. So. It's a beautiful setting. It's a really beautiful concert, so it'll be a shame not to do it. But it's a hard load-in for us because there's no easy way for us to get all of our equipment there. So the soldiers would be happy to give it up just because they like playing there, but they don't like carrying the stuff in and out. And if we can't generate the crowd, then it's probably something we should drop. So I think,
has it always been in the fall?
Well, we've only done it September 11th. Okay. So... since the 2011 till now, we've just done it there on the Sunday kind of closest to September 11th. And we've had problems in the past because the National Guard, and now I'm going to get details you don't care about, but I'm filling time anyway to make sure Lori gets back. So the National Guard has their Governor's Day weekend in September, and they keep moving that around. And sometimes they moved it around last minute, which is why I texted to verify the date, because we can't do our concert the same weekend that they're doing their big thing. It's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday that they kind of clamp down for the Utah National Guard. And so they've had to move us around kind of last minute. But now they're moving most of that stuff till February next year. So it should really free up February or September for us if we want them. But we've got to come up with a way to get a concert, to get a crowd there. Because if we can't, then...
We can bill it as a Patriot Day celebration, too.
Well, I think we did that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know.
But we have to remember to do it. It's Patriot Singular Day.
Oh, not Patriots Day?
No, because that's in April.
Oh, they're two different days.
Yes.
That's why. Everyone thought it was in April when I put Patriots Day.
We should probably get both those days off, too.
New England gets Patriots Day off. That's when they run the Boston Marathon.
Boston Marathon.
Oh.
The Red Sox play.
Yeah.
Well, and they should get Patriots Day too. Whenever the Patriots win the World Series, or I mean the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's like every February, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my office mate takes that off.
That's great. Okay, as far as brainstorming for 2018, we kind of talked before about it. Lori had mentioned that we kind of have had a, at least in the notes I saw, that we do a big brainstorming in November, and maybe that's what we'll do again. I kind of felt like last year, the brainstorming was kind of a little bit missing. So rather than brainstorming, let's talk about, I received or at least Linda put in the newsletter kind of a solicitation for people that want to be part of this committee, or at least want to be involved with community events. And there were like 6 or 7 people that responded, and Callie was one of them. I don't know, because it was right about the time that I was leaving and then I was gone for 2 weeks. I don't know if anyone's reached out or talked to any of those people, that those emails I got, but I did save them as unread in my email so I could easily find them. I think that if we are going to do a brainstorming night, that's probably a good night to invite them to, like, for the first time to come and be part of the committee. That way they can come, we can just spend the night just sharing ideas, and we can plumb them for all the ideas they might have, things we can do in our city to kind of make it even more awesome than it is now. So, and if we're not doing the Three Kings, which we're not, and if we're not doing the Polynesian Cultural Festival, which we're likely not, you know, that frees up a big chunk of money.
We didn't talk about that last time.
Oh, wasn't talked about at all?
Yes, we did discuss it some degree.
What was discussed?
You wanted me to read it a little bit, but what he basically said was, I'll wait and let...
No, I think it's, like we talked to council a month ago, it's up in the air, I guess, is if the city runs it now.
It's a... did you guys go to it?
I did.
It was awesome. Did you stop by?
I was out of town. I was in California.
It was huge. It was tons of people there. Really fun. It was great. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stay very long, but we popped in just for a minute, walked around, and it was delightful. But it's a really difficult, in my opinion, it's very difficult because it's always a moving target about how much money they want. And it seems every time to put the city in some kind of uncomfortable positions because we're about things like insurance and making sure that all the forms are filled out correctly. And that does not always jive with some of the elements of the Polynesian culture. And so it's that kind of pulling teeth to constantly be saying, no, we're not giving you any more money. Oh, and you need to do all these extra things that are going to cost you more. So I don't know. I haven't talked to them to see them being Sandra to see how they did, if it was worthwhile for them and it's something that they want to do again. But if they do, it's just kind of on that ragged edge where it's not really comfortable, but it's awesome. So it's hard to decide if it's worth for us to keep pushing.
We spent a lot of resources. We fully staffed it. So we ended up, you know, between police being there and my guys were there the entire time and a lot of hours on Sunday cleaning up after it. And so, I mean, it's just a big event, which it's good. It's not a negative thing, but it's...
And I don't know how many people were there. Did your guys give you an estimate?
No, I don't know if we could even... Yeah, we had issues with driving on the splash pad. We had issues with a lot of different other things. And I'm not being negative. I'm telling you the negative, I guess. But we were glad that we staffed it the way we did because we were able to at least control it somewhat. But we probably need to either be further in control if we're going to continue to do it. Parking was an issue.
So this committee contributed $4,000, right? And then do you have an estimate for how much additional was contributed from the city?
It would be time, so overtime and staffing for it, you know.
But like, is that like $5,000 range or like $10,000?
I haven't figured it exactly. Yeah. We can figure it out.
There was a time early in this committee where there was kind of a push from the city for us to absorb like the soft costs, mm-hmm. those overtime costs or police costs. And I kind of pushed back and said, we don't have enough money to absorb those costs as well. But it is something that we probably need to be cognizant of about as well.
So will Sandra come back and report? And
we probably should invite her too.
You did invite her once.
I kind of thought she was going to be there at the meeting.
She was supposed to come to
2 weeks ago.
Council meeting last weekend. And I think she.
Or 2 weeks. It was 3 weeks ago because it was when I was gone. She was going to be at both things that I missed. But anyway, but let's just if that doesn't happen and since the three kings aren't happening, that does free up some money. That we could throw at other stuff that would be fun to do.
I know on their Facebook page that they're very geared up and to do this next year.
They're already kind of pushing for it
mm-hmm.
again?
They've got bigger plans. It's even going to be better. And
so
you'd want to go on that Facebook page and see what you're in for.
It won't be me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I just do what I'm told.
So when people run festivals like these and they're not run from the city and they're just renting the space and getting the permits to do that, how do they do that? Like could the city just step back and become a sponsor? Like, great, we'll pay for your...
That's kind of what we were. So it's a mass gathering, and they didn't go through the right paperwork channels with that. We really kind of picked up where they had missed a lot right at the last minute, which... I'll sit pack myself on the back and there are guys, but no, I mean, like, just bathroom situations and just
what was learned from this go round? Would it be possible to put together the costs and then maybe get better rate, like, certain permits and requirements for the festival so that
that part of it is manageable? I think just to be honest, it's, and Matt, jump in anytime. I think really it's a political decision now if they want to fund it and support it or if they want, you know, how it's going
to
work.
I think the way we'd like it to work is that they come to the city and say, we want to do this event and we think it's worthwhile for you, the city, to sponsor. At which point we would make a decision, yes or no. We would let them use the park for free and we would donate a certain amount of cash dollars towards it. And at that point, we would maybe lend this resource, this group, as a consulting resource. But aside from that, you know, they would be in charge of paying permits. They would be in charge of And maybe we'd waive even some of those, but they'd be in charge of mass gathering. They'd be in charge of all these things that we normally would people do. If someone was going to run a marathon in our city, mm-hmm. even if we were making the North Salt Lake Marathon and we were going to sponsor it somehow, and so we agreed to waive some of the things, let them use the park for free and maybe even donate some funds. I don't know what we would do, but we would still expect them to then do everything that we require for mass gatherings. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd like to see with this group is we come in and say, hey, we don't even care what you use the money for. We will give you $2,000 for stuff. I mean, we're not going to give you $2,000 cash, but we'll mm-hmm. you submit $2,000 worth of receipts, and we'll pay for them. And you can have the park, mm-hmm. and we'll pay for extra staffing of our people because we think the city gets some benefit. I mean, if that's what we decision we made, but then they would be responsible to make sure all that the food vendors had licenses and insurance, that their DJ had insurance, that they got the permits filled out correctly. And what kind of happened with us is that last week, I got some emails from Ken, the city manager, saying, none of this stuff's done. And I said, I guess do it. And so the city just did it.
So if this was a different, like if let's say this was a marathon, somebody was coming in and running, what would have happened at that moment for an external group coming in and doing that? Would you have like called it and said, okay, you can't do this event?
I don't know if we would have canceled. We probably would have stepped up as well, but then we would have told them, no, you can't do it next year.
Okay.
So they actually have to, they fill out a form, say what they're requesting, if they want pavilions, and it goes in front of our DRC, so our committee that reviews it. Police says, okay, if they want to do it, they got to do this, and fire jumps in, if they don't want to do it, they got to do this. And so, I mean, there is a process for something like that already. And we have events, there's the one that's coming up that they do down on the trail. It's one of the charter schools that puts it on. Pretty soon, it's a 5K or something.
I think both. I think both Spectrum and Wasatch Peak do 5Ks that run along the trail for part of it.
Yeah. So like they come to us, and they're the ones that have to take care of making sure restrooms and everything. So
the city provides all those kind of in kind supports for those events as well.
For those events, we just let them run the trail, and they just kind of reserve it and let us know what's happening.
They rent the Bowery or do whatever. They still go through all the paperwork and stuff.
But the impact is much smaller. Yeah. I mean, having 200 people run down the trail for 5 minutes is much different than 2 days in the park with potentially thousands of people attending.
With some sort of a timeline where them proving that they've done certain things 30 days out so that there's enough time to maybe say, we haven't received this, we're going to pull the plug unless you do what you need to do, be an option?
Well, that's what the discussion is. Like, did they go through the hoops of those forms? And the process was kind of muddled up, I guess, just based on, it's kind of a city event, but it's not a city event. Mm-hmm. It's quasi, so.
Their performance up till now, you know, be prepared for them to fail, because they failed already. They've done it. They haven't pulled through yet. So have your plan ready for when they fail. And if they don't, wonderful.
And a lot of it they can't take care of. I mean, it's gotta be police and parking. That's stuff that I don't know that they are ever gonna have a good plan for that without us being involved. So yeah.
But is coming to this meeting the right decision, or is coming to that DRC meeting the right place for them?
Well, I think this committee has also been kind of in a weird spot. Because we've helped plan, but we're not really taking responsibility for it.
Is it even billed as the North Salt Lake Polynesian Cultural Festival?
Yeah, a sponsor.
I think
they
do.
Yeah, that's what I think it's just a sponsor. We're just listed as a sponsor.
So, I think what a better plan would be is, hey, get together your full plan on what you want, fill out the forms, and report to us. So we're not going to brainstorm with you. Just come, and we'll help. We'll brainstorm. But come and present to us your plan. And we'll give you advice on what we think would work better for the city, or we might be just a bit. It'd be better, I think, for us to take a step back and say we're going to be less involved in the planning process, and we're going to require you to go through the regulatory process that we would do for normal events that are happening. Mm-hmm. And then we need to decide as a city council and as this group whether or not this event has enough merit for us to put some of our money in. The event's cool. There's nothing else that we do in the city that's quite like it. And they certainly turned out much more of an audience than we did for the Army Band, mm-hmm. Or for anything that we do except for the 3rd of July Festival, yeah. Or the car show and the 3rd of July. And sometimes the the 5K. But those weekends are kind of pre-geared already for those events, and there's a long history of them. But there's a big turnout. And the question, I'm not sure the answer, I didn't spend enough time there to really know, is who's coming to it? Are they Northside Lake residents? Or are they people from all over the valley? And do we care? I think there's value in people even knowing that North Salt Lake exists, which the bulk of the people, at least those in Salt Lake County, don't. So if they come here for an event, you didn't know until you got a job here, did you?
Nope.
I didn't know until I moved here.
People still think I live in the avenues.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just so perhaps there's value in us holding an event and having people from all over the valley come just to know that we're a city.
The car show does that.
But also, if we're putting our money into it, we also want to entertain our residents. And when I went there, I saw people that I knew. Our residents were there. That's probably a decision for us to make early rather than later next year. Exactly what parameters we want. We need to get feedback from them if they're interested in doing it again. And if they are, we probably need to be very clear on this is our expectations. This is how we're going to function. This is how much money. It's capped. We're not giving you more than this. But I don't think there are some events where the event people are required to pay for extra police officer coverage. I guess my feeling is it is a city event still. There are residents for our city going there. Our police are there protecting our residents. So that might be an area where at least me as a city councilman, if I were making that decision, would say, no, we'll absorb the police costs.
To kind of just so that I know, the event, it was vendors and booths and things like that. Did this committee have a booth where we were letting people know about other things to do?
Nope, that's a great idea, but we didn't do that. No, we didn't really have much of a footprint there. And I think there's also a concern, or we've had a concern in the past, that they're making a ton of money off of this. Which I'm pretty sure they're not. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they ran in the red. So, if they are making money, it's not much. Which at least I feel better about. If they were coming in here and walking out, you know, we're putting $4,000 in to support it, and they're walking home with $6,000 in their pocket, then I'd be thinking, okay, maybe this isn't working out. But I think that they're probably right on the edge of profitability, if profitable at all. I think they were relying on selling enough waters in their business plan in order to recoup their costs.
I think just as we're deciding how we want to deal with these, we need to really consider how much we want to put in, because we have a finite budget. And all we need is two more groups to show up and say they want to do a big festival like the Polynesian Festival, and now we don't have a budget anymore.
Right.
And it just seems strange that we are working so hard to bring in sponsors to help pay for our events, and then turning around and giving that money away.
Good point.
And our own, you know, we could make our events bigger and more fun and more spectacular, but we always kind of do them on a shoestring.
I don't know if that's entirely true. Have you guys felt like we would do things on a shoestring?
No, not a shoestring, but we definitely don't bring in huge performers and pay to, like, I always get free authors. I could pay lots of money and bring in an author who would draw a huge crowd, but I think there's value in supporting local authors. And
right. And I think the same thing with the Second Sunday concerts. You know, we could consistently pay $1,000 per performer and we'd just burn through the money. You know, there's Bountiful pays all their groups that performs during their Summerfest. But that's, we haven't done that in the past, and I don't know why we haven't necessarily, but just because I don't think we really want the event to draw. I mean, we can only fit about 100 people in that room.
Matt, so I called Bountiful City because somebody had asked me to call and see what they pay for and how they handle their vendors and stuff. She says, Bountiful City pays for nothing. It is groups that want to put on these things, a Bountiful City will say, okay, yeah, you can use the stage, you can do this or whatever. But they said they don't pay any money out
for any of their concerts.
For any of it. They it's all different groups
when
that are over
these
things.
Well, when you go there, there's tons of sponsors.
Yeah.
In fact, one of their sponsors is Orbit. And guess what city Orbit's in?
Yeah.
Our
what's
city.
What's wrong with that?
We do offer a lot of in-kind support, like the police support, the fire support. All of that is really expensive, and I think that itself has plenty of value. Mm-hmm. Public works, exactly. I mean, we provide a lot of value, and money on top of that is
that too.
It's pretty generous.
It would surprise me. They don't even pay anything for their international dancing guys that come in.
Mm-mm.
Man, that's amazing.
John Mark Knight said the same thing when I talked to him about the Bountiful Car Show. He said we only support in kind. Didn't put out any money for it. Okay.
They have some sort of arts and I don't know something.
Yeah, Davis Arts,
mm-hmm,
Arts
that,
Council.
Yeah. They talked about them a lot and how they're actually the sponsor of these things that come in. But they would have to help with their police and fire and stuff, I'm sure, at some of these things, because they're big.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
And their city council shows up.
We didn't get into that. She just says, no, we don't pay for any of them, these events.
And our city doesn't really pay out of pocket. I mean, we're paying soft costs, but we're not paying. You know, these are all coming out of our funds that are donated from the refineries.
Yeah.
So to that extent, we're also not paying as a city. We're probably just handling the finances a little bit differently here. Anyway, I guess things to chew on. Any other things we need to talk about before we become a sticker committee?
I got a couple little things real quick.
Okay.
We talked last week about the map. I didn't send it to you guys. So this is really kind of premature. This is kind of the map we've got going for the brochures right now, just in case you guys want to look at it. The brochures, I brought a couple copies of what we were initially looking at, just so you guys get an idea. But we're actually, like I said last week, we're actually going to merge these two brochures once we get everything done. Just because, as you can see by this map, it's kind of small even at this level. So the initial ones we were thinking of are just too small. So I just thought I'd bring those along so you guys could see them if you want. And then second, I just got a quick plug for any plea of help from councilmen or anybody that has used social media or anything like that. We're doing our fall cleanup in a couple weeks. And we've made a big adjustment to it based on what we've done in the past. We're moving the entire operation to our city shops. There's probably be a little bit of kickback because it's more convenient for people where they used to be located, but we have such a major issue with contamination of garbage and things that were getting dumped, and people from other cities and landscaping companies just come and dumping everything. And so we've moved it to our shops, and I think I've got the plan here, but we've got a really awesome plan that we put together for this where they just come and check in. We're gonna have guys available to help them unload it.
Just drive in, and then do they have to get out of their car and come in the building?
No, we're gonna have a little check-in station to come in, check in. We're gonna have them have guys to help them unload it. We're gonna have a real refreshment stand there. I think
got
a way, way better setup for most people. I mean, the people that were just going to walk down the street, sorry, but this is really, it's going to cut the cost of I'm hoping in half.
Nobody's really walking down the street, though. Because if they need a dumpster, they have to drive in
there
anyway.
Most people are, so to me, they might have to drive a little bit further.
What was the date on that?
I did last year.
You walked?
Yeah, because it was just at the Hatch Park, so I just grabbed some trees I cut down and drug them. Actually, I made my kids help.
That's still a long way.
So
it was a bit.
So we might even do it.
Well,
a
not
second
Hatch Park, I'm sorry, Fox Hollow Park. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's a heck of a walk.
Well, I was
your house
impressed.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
both are
still
pretty
Fox
good.
Hollow.
So it'd be Friday, October 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we've got there's a flyer that we put out online last week that I made. I think we've got better hours. This is gonna be able to regulate it better. I think really, other than it might be a further drive for some people, it's going to be so much better. It really is. So I just love any support you guys could give, because there'll probably be a few people that are complaining about the inconvenience of it.
And
so
they show their ID when they come?
Just an ID or a bill or something, because the other issue we were having, especially like at the golf course and down here, was Woods Cross people and raffle, people were bringing everything. So people were like, oh, free dumpsters.
So, but we can still take our mattresses and our old paint, right?
We don't. We can't take paint. We can't take. See, that's the problem.
Can you take an old lawnmower?
Well, I'm not sure about
that. I had somebody ask me specifically if they could do that.
It's not just green waste? We're taking other stuff too?
We're taking green waste. It says the green waste was all, everything was contaminated.
I saw the green waste has to be not in bags, right?
Yeah.
So how do people bring that? Do they bring it in a bag and then dump the bag?
We'll help,
and
yeah.
That's just, okay. You just grab your dead tree and you just drag it down the street.
Just walk.
Work for Matt.
Yeah, so I really think, so we're going to have a bunch of guys there and just good setup. I think it's going to be really a lot better once they get there. So help us at least calm the masses, I guess.
So where is that app then again? Sorry.
It's at our shops. And we were going to release the map, but this first rodeo of it, I don't know that we want to make sure that everything's going to be smooth. So I don't know that it's a good thing to put the maps and it's kind of the way we're doing it out there yet until we really are secure with
642 North, 400 West.
642
North. That address was on the mailer, right?
The address is on the little newsletter flyer. Perfect. And they sent it out Facebook and
it's
stuff last week. So.
Right after you go over all the railroad tracks.
We're going to have tons.
If you're going north. On.
Mm-hmm. We're
going
to have,
yes.
Here's the signage plan. We're going to have tons of signs showing them where to go, helping them through. I think it's really just going to be so much better. So,
Planning Commission used to meet there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a nice little conference room. And it's a nice place.
And we just remodeled it last year. It looks good.
Oh, yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
I hope it's nice after this.
It's getting better.
Clean up.
No, they're not going to be inside the building. Really, so.
Yeah, they're just in the parking lot, right? Don't trees in the building.
That's all I had.
Awesome. Anyone else got anything they want to talk about? Okay. In that case, thanks for everything. Appreciate you guys what you do.
Should we plan our next meeting?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Let's plan our next meeting. So probably we need to have one before the Halloween 3K.
Yes. So second Tuesday in October at the 10th.
The mayor's planning on being at the NSL Reads.
Oh, fantastic.
So are we doing October 10th then?
October 10th, yeah. And okay. Then that is the last scheduled event for this committee for the year, right?
Well,
second Sunday concert, I guess, we still have going on.
So we get... Oh, two second Sunday concerts, that's right. But we do need to meet to kind of plan out the next year. We haven't always done very well with this, and we need to do better.
So we want to do the 24th and just put it down that we're doing it? 24th October is the 4th Tuesday.
But you want to go on before your...
Yeah, the 10th. We'll definitely do the 10th. And then the race is the 21st.
I'd rather do it like that second one in November.
So skip the 24th?
The 14th. Just because then we can, whoever wins the election, we can make sure that they are here, which that person might already be in attendance, but still.
I hope so.
We want that way that we can make sure that that person is here. So why don't we plan on the 21st, I'm sorry, the 14th, November 14th.
November 14th.
Yeah.
And then not the 28th. And then do you usually meet in December at all?
No. I think last year we got together for just a meal. So maybe we'll do that again.
Camille.
We'll just show up at Camille's house one night with food.
I think she'd love that.
Yeah. So let's plan on the 11-14, and at that meeting we'll also plan kind of a holiday party for us. And then also at that, bring all of your awesome ideas. Maybe that 11-14 is when we'll also invite all the people that kind of expressed interest in coming and being part of our committee, so we can have a bigger group. And we'll just come up with a lot of good ideas. What I'd like to see happen, and like I said, I haven't been very good at this, I'd like the very first of the year, maybe the first meeting in January, to be able to present to the City Council a calendar for the year, saying these are the events we plan on doing, this is roughly the time we plan on doing them, and getting the City Council then to sign off on those. And then, immediately after that, sending that calendar to the refineries and saying this is... Essentially, these are the things that are going on. We'd love for you to be part of them. But really what we're telling them is this is what your money's buying. So they can, no one's going to see it, really. But the person that signs the check will see it, and then they'll feel good about what they're doing.
I think that's really good timing, because that will also give us time to put together a flyer to hand out at the Easter egg hunt.
And that's the first event of the year.
Yeah,
right?
And that draws a big crowd, so it's a really good place to hand out the whole calendar of our events. That's what we did this year. I'm not sure if it worked or not, but it seems like a good plan.
Yeah.
And we could do a much funner flyer this year. Last year it was like me on board.
So does that mean we'll have made the decision about the Polynesian Cultural Festival by...
We didn't put it on there, and I think we should continue not to, unless we're making it like an NSL live event.
Like, if we come up with so many super awesome ideas that we're like, oh, we've got for them is $1,500, then that's all we've got for them. If we plan our ideas out and we're like, well, we still got $4,000, then when they come asking, we've got money for them. But I think that we don't let them constrain the creative ideas that we have. Okay, and that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.